Prime Minister David Cameron is pressing the case for the UK to join in airstrikes against the so-called Islamic State in Syria. British jets are already bombing ISIS in Iraq, but after the Paris attacks, Cameron says that campaign should be extended to the terrorist group's Syrian stronghold.
Since November last year, our security services have foiled no fewer than 7 different plots against our people. So this threat is very real, and the question is this: do we work with our allies to degrade and destroy this threat? And do we go after these terrorists in their heartlands, from where they are plotting to kill British people?
The BBC's political correspondent, Rob Watson, has been following the debate, and he's with us now. Rob, 2 years ago, Prime Minister Cameron lost a vote in Parliament when he sought approval for airstrikes on Syrian President Bashar al-Assad after Assad used chemical weapons against his own people. This is a different question. He's asking for airstrikes against ISIS in Syria, one of the radical militant groups who opposes Assad. Does it look like this one is going to pass tonight?
Absolutely. This is, if you like, something of a political stitch-up. David Cameron would definitely not be risking a vote if he wasn't absolutely sure of winning it, because he has said that would be a total propaganda coup for Islamic State. So the Prime Minister, David Cameron, has made the calculation that the Paris attacks, so dramatic, so close to home here in London, have totally changed the dynamic, and that he will indeed win.
All right. Well, Prime Minister Cameron is, of course, with the ruling Conservative Party. Opposition Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn is disputing the Prime Minister's argument that bombing ISIS in Syria will reduce the threat of terrorism on British soil. Let's listen to Corbyn from today's debate.
It is critically important, Mr. Speaker, that we, as a House, are honest with the British people about the potential consequences of the action the Prime Minister is proposing to us today. I'm aware that there are those with military experience, including members on the benches opposite as well as this side, who have argued that extending UK bombing will, and I quote, increase the short-term risk of terrorist attacks in Britain.
All right, well, decrease or increase the risk. Where are the constituents on this? Do polls show that British people want their country to join airstrikes in Syria?
Well, look, I think the first thing to say is you have to be incredibly careful about opinion polling on complex military, diplomatic, political questions. But in so much as that there has been polling, if I take an agglomeration of it, it sort of tends to suggest that about half the British people are in favour of airstrikes against Islamic State in Syria, and about the other half are either against or just not very sure. But I think one thing you can certainly say about public opinion, there's no doubt that everybody in the UK, whether it's a member of the public, constituents or politicians, think that Islamic State is just an awful threat to the UK, a nasty, vile, new phenomenon to deal with. But obviously, like an awful lot of politicians and like an awful lot of other people just looking at Syria around the world, the public think, crikey, this just looks horribly complex. But and that same sort of complexity is reflected in the House of Commons, in Parliament. But on balance, MPs are going to say all of those doubts, we're still going to vote for it.
All right. Well, members of Parliament were also arguing today about past decisions to join the US-led wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. How is the legacy of those wars playing into today's debate and vote?
They play an enormous part. I mean, if one was to say, what were 3 words that come to mind when you look at this debate about Syria, they would be Afghanistan, Iraq and Libya, because they cast a huge shadow over the British Parliament. I think it's generally felt in the UK now that the rush to war in Iraq to support the United States was a mistake. That's certainly the feeling on the opposition Labour benches. It was a very traumatic experience for Britain's Labour Party. And so, yes, it hangs over very much. And of course, what the government has been trying to say, what supporters of action in Syria have been trying to say is, look, this is actually very, very different to Libya. It's very, very different to Iraq. It's very, very different to Afghanistan. But still, from people like Mr. Corbyn, you do tend to get this blanket view that all Western military intervention in that part of the world is hopeless.
All right. Rob Watson is the BBC's political correspondent speaking with us from London. Rob, thank you so much.
Good to be with you.